you have members on the call, just hit star one on your keypad. If you have questions for the coaches this morning, we'll work those questions in as soon as we can. We now welcome in the call the head coach of the Delaware Blue Hens, Martin Inglesby. Good morning, Coach Inglesby. Coach Inglesby, you there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you now. I'm sorry.
Yeah, sorry. Good morning. How are you? Yeah.
Good morning. A difficult road swing to the south for you guys. And come up a little short, 78-65 at Charleston and then 81-59 at Elon on Saturday. Before we look ahead to the tournament, just kind of talk about those two games and what happened with your team.
Yeah, I mean, it was a tough swing for us. You know, obviously Charleston being one of the better teams in our league, went down there. We actually got off to a good start, and it was a fairly competitive game for about the first 17 minutes of the first half. And then we struggled to end the half and got off to a tough start in the second half, dug a big hole, and rallied back and put some game pressure on them. But they're very good. They're very talented, experienced, and I just didn't do enough to get out of there with the W. And then we went to Elon on senior day, and again, we got off to a good start. We're in a pretty good rhythm. And then we, you know, our, like Pat said, you know, just consistency on both ends of the floor, and that's kind of been a struggle for us through the course of 40 minutes. We can play well in segments, but just really got to be a little more consistent with our overall effort and energy and engagement to be able to get out of a, you know, Elon or Charleston with a W, and unfortunately we weren't able to do that.
As you build your program at Delaware, how are you approaching this week with your team, sort of as a fresh start and a chance to gain some experience?
Absolutely. You know, it's an exciting time for us. We kind of flushed the Elon loss pretty quickly after the game on Saturday and talked to our guys about this being a new season. And we're in, you know, conference tournament time, March Madness. It's an exciting time for us. And just focusing on playing a one-game tournament. You know, we do have a couple guys that are in the senior class that have had success in the conference tournament and went on and won a championship to get to the NCAA tournament. But then we also have some young guys that are in our starting lineup that this is new territory for them. So just really trying to focus on what we need to do to beat Hofstra on Friday night.
We're here with Delaware head coach Martin Inglesby. If you have a question for him, just hit star one on your keypad. We got one in queue if you'll get that for us, Pasha.
Your first question is from the line of Kevin Trisaloni with the Delaware Online.
Hey, Martin, you guys had obviously two interesting games against Hofstra, the first one kind of coming down to the wire.
Yep.
Here, and then the second one up there, I guess you guys had the lead and, you know, and couldn't hold it, and they really turned it on. What are the challenges of playing these guys, and what are some things you have to do better or things you have to do well to kind of counteract the things that they do well?
Yeah, well, you know, I think one thing that sticks out to me in our two games is, you know, they're a very talented offensive group, and they I think they have four guys scoring in double figures, and they might have one of the, you know, they have the leading scorer in the conference in Wright Foreman, who's a very talented guy, and he made big shots against us up at Hofstra. You know, we did get off to a good start up there, had an 11-point lead. They kind of turned up the pressure against us. Again, it's just offensive execution, and as you know, it's us being able to make some plays on the offensive end and make shots. You know, I like how we've played against them and kind of controlled tempo, but again, it's a great challenge for us to be able to guard these guys, and we got to be as good as we've been all year to be able to limit their opportunities in transition and guard them in the half court. And they put a lot of pressure on you from multiple spots, and you know, we're going to have to be at our best to be able to try to contain them, and we got nothing to lose. I know our guys are excited to play against them, and we're 0-2, but we feel we've played well and had chances to win the game and got down big at their place, came all the way back and got it to a one possession game. Ryan Daly missed a 3-point shot here to give us the, you know, to try to get a win against them. And but you know, we needed to get some rest. We were a little tired over the last couple of days this weekend, so we'll get back to practice today and have a good couple of days of preparation to be able to go down there with a nothing to lose mentality and let it rip Friday night.
Hey Martin, if you could just kind of sum up the season Ryan has had a late signee
right.
For you guys. I mean, you know, fifth in conference games, a freshman, you know, fifth in the league in scoring and rebounding as a guard. If you could just kind of sum up the great year he's had for you.
Yeah, I mean, I would think, you know, it's probably one of the best freshman years in the history of the league with what he's been able to do on a consistent basis and the timing with where we got him. But for a kid who's 6'4", to be able to average 17.5 points a game in league play, average 7, almost 8 rebounds a game, and I think he's top 15 in assists. And now there's a scouting report on him, but, you know, I'm very very proud of, you know, what he's been able to accomplish. He's really kind of driven the bus for us and led this group with just his competitive drive and his spirit. And you know, there's a scouting report on him now too. You know, people are trying to take things away. They're rotating different bodies, but you look at the consistency with how he's been able to produce and what he's been able to do on a nightly basis and just deliver for us. You know, he's had a fabulous, fabulous freshman year, and I love what he's going to be able to do moving forward.
Thanks, Martin.
Yep.
Your next question is from the line of John Tito with HoopsHD.com.
Hi, Coach. I know it's your first year on the sideline there. I was wondering, though, you have a lot of experience as a player and assistant coach in conference tourneys. I was wondering if you have any one memory that stands out for you about playing in March in the conference tourney.
Well, I have a lot. You know, I think the one thing, it would be the top of the list, is I guess 2 years ago, our second year in the ACC, having gone down to Greensboro and winning an ACC championship. We had to go through Miami. We had to go through Duke. We had to go through North Carolina. And for a program like ours at Notre Dame to be able to do that on that stage, on that level, it's something that I'll always remember, I'll always cherish. And, you know, as you know, in postseason, you just got to play well for, you know, 40 minutes, and anything can happen. And, you know, for us to be able to go down there, a Midwest school, go down to ACC country and go through the blue bloods of college basketball to win an ACC championship, something that I'm very, very proud of.
Your next question is from the line of David Driver with the American Sport Network.
Hey, good morning, Coach.
How are you?
Yeah, back to Hofstra just briefly. Obviously, they have one of the top rebounders in the country. I think he was hurt one of the games you played him, but just sort of talk about some of the challenges he presents.
Yeah, well, he didn't play in our second game, and the kid, Sabetti, came off the bench and probably had a career night against us and played very well. But, you know, he gives him an experienced guy. Obviously, he's a terrific rebounder. He's a presence on the defensive end. I think we have to find ways to try to get him away from the basket. You know, I think our unpredictable movement on the offensive end can play to our advantage a little bit. But, you know, it's a great challenge for our front line to be able to play against a kid like that that's been able to produce at such a high level. And you know, he struggled shooting it from the foul line, but he's a man, and it's a great challenge for our front line to be able to keep him off the backboard and limit his opportunities. And we have to try to find ways to, you know, distort him and get him in different areas to be able to guard us on the offensive ends.
Thank you, Coach, and good luck.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Your next question is from the line of Alex Riley with the Wilmington Star News.
Hey, good morning, Coach. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. Obviously, you talked about you know, it being a one-game season, and your focus obviously is on just the Hofstra game. But obviously, if you're fortunate enough to win that one, your reward is to turn around and have to play, you know, at noon the following day. Do you address
right.
that at all with your team going in, saying, "Hey, there's a possibility that we could be playing less than 24 hours later," and how do you address that? How do you handle that?
You know, I would love to address that at about 8:15 on Friday night after we're fortunate to advance, to be honest with you. You know, our main focus right now with where we are is trying to win a game in a conference tournament Friday night. You know, I probably would use the theme of these guys have done this on the AAU circuit from playing Thursday, Friday, multiple games on a Saturday, that they've done that before. But, you know, I don't want to get ahead of myself, and our main focus right now is doing everything we can from a preparation standpoint and health-wise to be ready to win a game on Friday night. Now, we can address that after the game, again, if we're able to advance. But and I think our guys know it. They're familiar. Hey, if we get this one, we got to turn around quickly. So we'll try to get back to the hotel, maybe get up early, talk scouting. But, you know, we're familiar with UNC Wilmington. We've played them twice. We know kind of who they are and their style and how they play. Is it to our advantage? Absolutely not, to turn around and play at noon the next day with their style of play. But we'd be ecstatic to be in that position.
All right, thank you, sir.
Yep.
All right, Martin, thanks for the time today and all year long, and I look forward to seeing you in Charleston in a few days.
All right, sounds good, Rob. Take care.
All right, thank you.